Then a tasa, you're not allowed to measure it out. Rashi learns a little bit different. Rashi learns on Amud Aleph here that Tana de Bei Shmuel on the bottom left side, but they sef to Shasir de Shmuel metanoim. Yeah, hashtul yom Shmuel osa v'hu shonim mishter seinu muter Shmuel b'shmaita de yom osa aloch lemaisas l'shminam shahabol lishu aloch lasas maisa morin loy osa. If somebody comes to ask you a question, what should I do? We have to tell you, you're not allowed to measure off the flour. But if you see somebody measuring it off, we don't stop the person. Why? Rashi learns the halacha, the muta, the emerentain. That's what Rashi learns. Ikar halacha is that it's muta. You're allowed to measure off flour also. That Shmuel said the saucer is just that other people shouldn't come to do it. It's halacha, the emerentain. I think other first one that learned not like Rashi. Halacha is brought down that it's also. We learn by we hold Paskin, not like Rashi. Halacha lamaisa means that's tak also. We hold like Shmuel, you're not allowed to measure out the flour on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Shoinin Kemach B'Yom Tov. Ein Shoinin means you're not allowed to sieve flour a second time. So Rashi, Ein Shoinin Kemach. Sheroktu Meyesmi, you already sieved out, you ground out the flour Erev Yom Tov. Obolish Noisai Benapa, you want to do it a second time today, sieve it out a second time. Le'afusa, to make it very nice, very fine, the flour. Ain't shining, you're not allowed to do this. Why? The Efshalem Yesmol. Again, because this you should have done yesterday. Since you could have sieved it out 2, 3, 4 times there of Yom Tov, you don't have the right to do it on Yom Tov. Mishum Rabbi Fafayis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro Amru, shining. Yes, you're allowed to. They held you allowed to. Trashi shining, you're allowed to sieve it out a second time. The Lekka Tircha, there's no Tircha here. The Dovra Niru, everybody sees, Shezui Pam Shni, this is the second time you're sifting it out. The first time you're sifting it out, that's some lacha that's also to do on Yom Tov. Whether it's with Rabbanim, whether it's with Raisa, as we had before, only from the malachas of Lash V'Yelech. From kneading the dough, from then on, you're allowed to do the malachas. But anything before kneading the dough, making the flour, cutting down the wheat, sifting it, that's also to do on Yom Tov. So here, they're only matter to do a second sifting. Because since it was already sifted before Yom Tov, it's near a claw, it's flour ready. You're only doing it to make it look nice, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. That's what they hold. On the Vishavin, both agree, Shemno, Fal, Toichan, Tzror. Aikisom, let's say on Yom Tov, it fell now into this flour. A Tzror, a pebble. Aikisom, some dirt fell in there. Sheshoinin. Now you were allowed a second time, sift it out to make it look nice.
All right, turn over. All right, a turnover.
Rav says, Tony Tona Kaime, the Ravina, learned to the price in front of a Ravina, that ain't shining Kemach B'Yomtiv. No, you're not allowed to sift out the flour a second time on Yomtiv. So him is Mashma. Rashi learns, Vafilo Nofel Teichon Tzror Akisim. Even if the pebbles or dirt fell into the flour, still you can't sift it out a second time. He holds the better answer is to do, pick it out with your hands. In other words, make this burr right now, but don't use a kli, which is more diamond than lechas, a burr, but rather just use your hands. With your hands, take out the pebble, take out the stones, whatever dirt fell in. That's what he learns. But let's say, what should you do in case the dirt fell into the flour? Burr biyodai. You're allowed to pick it out with your hands, because burr is mutter and yontif, you don't use these kalim. Omale, he answers back, no. Kol shchein di yosef, for sure this is osar. Tevelei ke burr, this is like real burr. Trashi kol shchein di osar, de mechzei ke burr. It looks like you're really making a burr here. O burr rav malachi, kar koda. Vi hashoyne ene marake etchere nira shakol yoytzim v'yen kan tzubin. As if you only sifted a second time, everybody sees this is not a real sifting. Because they saw the flour was clean and ready, it's not really sifting. Mashenkein, cleaning out with your hands, taking out the pebbles that fell in, that's like a real burr. And a real burr, that's osur. See, it's Mashman and Gemara, that burr separating food on Yom Tov, it's osur. The Maisel Halacha, we hold it's mutter. So the Chiluk is, it depends. Here we're talking about burr flour. The derech to be burr flour is, we always say, it's like, just like sifting or just like grinding up the flour. Usually you clean out the flour once for a long period of time. Like you clean out the 100 ton, the whole silo is full of flour. So since the malach is not done for Yom Tov itself, it looks like it's being done for the future, that's what's also to do on Yom Tov. That's the svar why you can't cut down the tefuah on Yom Tov. You can't grind the tefuah on Yom Tov. It looks like you're doing an avodas melacha for a long time. So therefore, burr, and this is also asa. My shenki, when you have a plate of food in they're serving you, you have your piece of chicken, you have your soup, and some dirt or fly fill in there, on Yom Tov for sure, you're allowed to just take out the psyllus and throw it away. Even though on Shabbos that's awesome, but on Yom Tov it's mutter. Because this is burr, when the food is in front of you, it's near a claw, it's only lech nefesh. You're only separating the food right in front that you can eat today. And that is mutter on Yom Tov. The same way you can cook the food today, you can mavaya the food that's in front of you. But here we're talking about, it's not the food you can eat right now. This is a bigger basket of flour you have here. So usually the derech to separate flour, to make flour clean, is not just to separate a half a pound you can use today. It's to separate 100 pounds that you can use for the rest of the week, the rest of the year. Therefore here, burr is also. Dorash Rova Bar Rav Huna, Zute Apiska de Nadoi, on the doorpost of Nadoi, that Shoinin Kemach B'Yomtiv. You're allowed to sift it out a second time, the flour on Yomtiv. It doesn't look like a melacher altogether. Everybody knows it's only the second time you make it look nice. It's not a melacher at all. Omalu Rav Nachman, Puku, go out, B'Yomalu, and tell them, B'Yomalu Liaba, tell my father like, Shakilu Tovasecha, take back your good, Vishadach is right, throw it in the back. In other words, we don't need you. In other words, Pukhazi Kama Mehuta Hadorim bin Adoy. In other words, look that we have plenty of thieves in Adoy. In other words, even without your drasha, that's mutter, we also knew it was mutter. Even without you, we also knew it was mutter. Drasha Shakiru Tivasechem. And no machzik mechotoy, we're not going to thank you for your psak. The kach. Netuli Tivasechem, Matelas alakutim. Yeah, mutter nafos, hagamadori. We all know already that it's smut. There's no nuchimish what you're telling us. Nadoi is a big city. Everybody has plenty of sieves that they use even on Yom Tov to sift out the flour. Even though for the first time you can, but if you have flour, you sift it out yesterday, and today you want to do it a second time to make it finer, it's smut to do on Yom Tov. Today, Suha, the Rav Yosef, Nahala Kimcha, Rav Yosef's wife, we used to sift out the flour. Agabatim Huta, what is Shinui? On the back side, on the back of the sieve, Rashi Bachuraya Napa, on the back of the sieve. There, Lashanas, he made a shinu on Yom Tov. Oma lo chazi diano rifto mialisa bina. So he told his wife, you should know, make sure I won't have very good flour. And he told you don't have to do that. In other words, I want you to get me the flour the purest you could. Don't make no shtick here. Don't do a shinu. Do it the right way. Shrash Riftu now you saw, a Yatrichas Lashanis, the Shoinen Kemach B'Yomtiv. As Yatrichas said, you don't have to change around, because you're allowed to sift a second time. That's what he told his wife. Same thing happened again, the Vesu'a the Ravashi, Ravashi's wife, Nahala Kimcho Agaba Deptura. She also sifted out the flour a second time, but also with the Shinui. Shrash Agaba Deptura Achure Yashuchan. On the back of the table, Shiesh Loi Toich, it had the back of the table has like a Toich. Or something to makabel to receive it. She would do some type of a shinu. She would sift the flour again with an abnormal manner. Is Omer Ravashi told his wife? Omer Ravashi hadidan brate de Rami Bachoma. His my wife is the daughter of Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma morod yuvdevde. Rami Bachom, he was the one that passed in the soul shayla. He was the one that said the whole halacha here. Or Rashi says means medatik meister. He was a big pesik. He knew exactly what to do after halacha. V'ilav dechazi mevein asi olehev yovid. And if not that she didn't see by her father that that's the way they did, she wanted to be machmir so much. Another of Rashi was machmir. Okay, you could be machmir. Like Mistami, you saw by your father that's the way they sifted the flour on Yom Tov the second time. Was with a shinui, so mashmir, that's the halacha. You're going to do it with a shinui. I think that's the halacha also. You want to sift it even a second time, you have to do a shinui. Weiter. Hoylech odom eitzo chenveni harogel etzloi. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to go to your friendly grocer man. V'yoymelon, you can tell him, tainli beitzim. Today's Yom Tov, give me eggs. V'yagoyzim, I need nuts today. V'minyin, you're allowed to say, I need 10 eggs, I need 10 nuts. You're allowed to do that. Shekein derech balabayis liyasmoyne b'teich b'yisai. Because that's not only a derech of buying, that's what people use eggs. You say, give me 5 eggs now. You say, you tell your son, give me 5 eggs. Give me 10 nuts. So since people talk like this, not only by selling it, even by using it in your house, So telling the storekeeper, I want 10 eggs, is not derech mekach memcha, not ulzu d'chayil, you're allowed to say this in Yom Tov. You can't say the price, but you're allowed to say, give me 10 eggs. Tana Rabbanan, hoy lecha adam etzeroye harogel esli, you're allowed to go to the shepherd, v'yomolo, and you can tell him, ten li gedi echad, give me one kid, or tele echad, one sheep. Eitzel tam, you go to your butcher, harogel esli, you always used to going to him, v'yomolo, and tell him, on Yom Tov, ten li kaf achad, give me one calf, one thigh. Oi, or calf is what? Shoulders maybe. Or yerechachas one thigh. Or else eight so pitim a rogletzloi. V'yomoloi tainli tur. Pitim means the people that raise birds, that fatten the birds. You can tell them tainli turech, give me one tur. Oi goizalechad, one young bird. Shrashi, pitim a mefatim oifes l'shein l'losh m'shamnim. You fatten the birds. Say, give me a tur or give me a goizal. Eitzel nachtim, you go to a baker. Harug letzla that you know him. The yomlan, you can tell him on Yom Tov, tainli kikarech, give me one bread, one loaf of bread, a gluska achas, one cake. V'yetzachen v'nei harug letzla, go to your storekeeper, the grocery man, v'yomlan, and tell him, tainli eskrim beitzim, I want 20 eggs today. Oy chamishim agoizim, give me 50 eggs, nuts. Asara fraskim, give me 10 fraskim. The chamishim moinim, 5 pomegranates, v'yesrig echod, 1 esrig. V'bavanchla yaskiloy schumida. You're not allowed to mention the schumid rashi kav kavayim. That's not. You can't say, give me a kav, like give me a whole basket of kav worth. Because that's why it says, that's called derech mekach memcha. But just to say, give me the amount, that's not derech mekach memcha. Rabbi Yishmoel ben Elozer Aymer, obavach la yaskeloi schum mekach. Rashi domin. That's the thing he holds as awesome. Mashma, to measure, to say how much the midah that you are allowed to. He just says, the main thing is you can't mention the money. The schum mekach, that's also to mention on Yom Tov. Hadun alecha ein tzadin. So the Mishnah. Ha mevi kad the yain mimokim lemokim. If you want to carry a kad, the whole pitcher full of wine, on from one place to another place on Yom Tov, so Rashi learns, b'teuchat chum, it's teuchat chum, oya de eruv, if you want to carry kusta chum, yad an eruv et hashilin, so you're allowed to carry these pitchers of wine in the far distance. Is da locha lo yeviyam b'sal. You're not allowed to put the kadim into a big basket. Over kupa. No, you can't put a lot of small pitchers into one big pitcher. Well, maybe you are safer, but you're allowed to carry it on your safer, on your shoulders, or in front of else in front of you. But you're not allowed to put a lot of them into one big pitcher and carry the one big pitcher. Trashi, lo yaviyim besal of a kupa. Lo say sholosh v'yabor l'tech kupa. To put three or four small of them into one big pitcher. The yasim when you carry it, mishum the nira kamaitza the chur loses masois. That looks like a weekday act of carrying a lot of things that you should not do on Yom Tov. Avo maybe I'd say for achas eshtayim the mukha there on the tzorach Yom Tov. You gotta carry one or two pitchers of wine on your shoulders. That looks like you want today. Or lefona biyada carried in front of you on your hands. That's mutter. V'chein hamoylech esatevin. Somebody's carrying a wheat. Lo yavshle tzakupel yachurev. You're not allowed to throw the bundle on your back. Avo maybe you biyodi. Let her bring it in front of you. Shrashi b'chein amolech as a tevin lo hosik. Or the baim either to make to burn it, to straw like, or else to give it the animals to eat. Lo yavshle kupel yachurev. You can't throw the bundle on your back. The gnai yom tif. It's a gnai yom shenira. Ki meskavin the melacha rav. Looks like you have a lot of work to do. Or yolech lemokim rochik derechol. The rest looks like you have to go a very far away place. So you shouldn't carry the bundle throwing it down your back. That's not Udda, that's not the chol, that's also. But you're allowed to carry the bundle in front of you. Avo maybe you'll be yodoy. Another halacha, u maschilin v'yarema tateven. You're allowed to